This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you good for about 40 minutes, which it'll take to record this?
Yes.
Okay.
That should be fine.
Okay, well then let's test the bumper music and make sure that we're good to go on that you can hear it, because when you hear it during the recording, we're coming in 30 seconds later to a hard break, and then we come right back. As soon as the break is hit, within a second or two, we'll be right back up with the following segment. So.
Right.
All righty. Let's test. That clear enough? Were you able to hear that all right?
I can hear you fine, yeah.
And that music, did that come through?
Yep.
Good, okay. Then we're good to go. Genesis, let's roll.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Well, do you ever look at the news, listen to the news, and think, we're going nuts? How can these things be happening? Well, it's not that hard to understand if you kind of see the things that have been happening a lot of times behind the scenes. Not that you can't find them out, it's just that they're not on the front page of the newspapers. And David Kapelian has written a book published by WorldNet Daily called The Snapping of the American Mind, and it kind of explains how we're going nuts, how we're losing it. It's I'm afraid it's all too accurate, David. You must not have slept all that well while you were putting this book together.
Oh, Larry, I've been in the news business for 30 years, and most of the news we report is bad news. If it's good news, it's not really news. You know, you tuck your kid in to bed at night, read her bedtime story, it's not news. You drown your five children in the bathtub like that lady in Texas did, and that's news. So
if it bleeds, it leads.
The thing is that, putting aside the sensational nature of that, I have really an interest, I think a lot of people do, in finding out what the hell, if I can say hell on the radio, is really going on, because I'm in my 60s. The country has changed radically in my lifetime, in your lifetime. And if we're ever going to have any hope of changing it back to anything like the beautiful nation it once was, we really have to understand what's happened and not just complain about it, not just suffer with it. We need to really understand the forces that have happened, including our own complicity in it. And then there's really hope. You know, there's real. You got a marriage on the rocks. If people really understand where they've gone wrong and take responsibility for it, don't just blame the other person for everything. There's real hope. Well, our country is burning down right now, and there are real reasons, real forces at play here. And as you said in your intro, most of them are a little below the surface of the daily news feed, and we need to understand them.
Well, your family comes from Armenia, am I remembering correctly?
Yeah, that's right. My father and his mother barely escaped from the Armenian genocide that Turkey perpetrated 100 years ago, and that's part of my heritage.
Now, my guess is that up to a certain point, they probably couldn't believe what was happening and might well have been putting it out of their mind until they obviously saw what was happening in time to get out, whereas the number of people, perhaps most people in Armenia, never figured it out until they took a bullet in the back of the head thanks to a communist firing squad or to a Turkish firing squad. They it's I guess human nature is to deny what's happening all around us. Our eyes are bringing in the information, and our brains are refusing to process what we're seeing.
Well, there's some truth to that. The frog does boil slowly, and it's not that they weren't aware of ominous things happening, but it's a combination maybe of your attachments to where you are and and maybe a lack of real options of what you can do. But there is, it's just like the Jews in Nazi Germany, there is an awareness to some degree, there's some denial, and there's also some deception, some hope that things will turn around. And there were, in the Armenian genocide, there were some trends that got misinterpreted to mean, wow, maybe we're, because the people that the genocide started during the caliphate, the Ottoman Empire, and then that came to an end. And in the transition, when the whole Ottoman caliphate is a big deal now because ISIS is trying to establish a caliphate or has established a caliphate, when that was, the people that were ending the caliphate, they were just as brutal, and they finished up the genocide that got started in the late 19th century by the Ottoman caliphate. So they went from the frying pan into the fire. You could make a movie about my grandmother and her then young son escaping literally on horseback, you know, she said, hang on tight or the Turks will get you. And it was a little more crude than that, what she actually said that they would do to him. But, this is a heritage that every second generation Armenian, just like the Jews that live in America that had relatives in the Holocaust, they all have these stories to share.
And I have seen some of the pictures of the mass executions, crucifixions, and other ways of putting people to death that occurred. And yet my guess is that, as with the Jews, there's at least some of that second generation that managed not to have to live there, that maybe were told about what it was like. But it's not going to happen here. I guess we have to fight that fight all over again in every generation.
Yeah, and you know, by the way, just to give a nod to the whole firearms issue, since I know that's been one of your key issues in your life. They took away the guns from the Armenians.
Yep.
My grandfather was pressed into the Turkish army, but the Armenian, he was a doctor, he was a physician, and he tended the wounded there, including the Turkish wounded, but they were not allowed to be armed. And so I heard stories, I've even written about this in some of my books, where you would have the Armenians that would go and buy guns and pay a lot of money for guns just so they could turn them in, because they were forced to turn in their guns, and if you didn't, you were going to be executed or something worse. So they would obtain a gun just so they could turn it in to the Turkish authorities to comply with that.
Were there lists of gun owners that made people feel compelled to have a gun? I'm supposed to have,
or was there a list, or they just went door to door? But they absolutely enforced this, and you are of course aware of all the charts and graphs that have documented every conflict like this, every genocide, every war. You say there's names and dates of the dates they said, well, we're going to turn in all the guns here, and then after that permitted the unthinkable from happening, which is why I don't think it's going to happen in America, because, you know, it's just the fact that there are, you know, 300 million guns plus or minus out there in private hands. I don't know how any would-be tyrant can overcome that reality. It's just too big. It's too deeply embedded in the country and the populace, in fact, and in their DNA.
From your lips to God's ears.
Yeah.
That'd be the case. Yeah. Wow. That's a key part of what it's kind of like the canary in the mine, it strikes me, is if we really start getting gimpy about our guns, then all kinds of terrible things can follow. That's just the way it's been anywhere else in the world where gun control has been perpetrated.
Yeah, I honestly believe it's one of the most positive things, and I have this in the latter part of my book where I get the solutions on the snapping of the American mind. I say, you need to exercise gun ownership because that is one of the most important things that we can do.
Well, let's come back to the snapping of the American mind. David Kapelian at WorldNet Daily is my guest today. Don't go away.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking to today with David Capelli, an author of The Snapping of the American Mind, published by World Net Daily, where he hangs his hat. And The Snapping of the American Mind is something that has been a goal of the left for quite some time. And it's interesting, and I was pleased that you included a little mention to an Italian communist, Antonio Gramsci, who saw that a frontal attack in the United States wasn't going to work and that the institutions had to be rotted out by a Marxist dogma. And so there's been a, to use the Gramsci term, I guess, a long march through the institutions. And that's really what I see the battle in the United States. And I think in part that's the snapping of the American mind that you're warning about.
Yeah, you know, Larry, life is short, so we should get, like, to the point. I think people need to realize that the left is mad. The hard left, let me pause. I'm not talking about your friendly liberal neighbor who thinks that we need $15 an hour minimum wage because they care about people, want people to earn more. Or even people that think that, well, maybe we should have stricter gun control so that children don't get killed. That's not the people I'm talking about, okay?
Right.
Those are
gotcha.
People that are naive and don't understand the unintended consequences. They're inexperienced. They are maybe not thinking ahead.
But they're not the ones that are primarily motivated by control at all costs.
Yeah. They're not psychopaths, okay? I'm talking about the hard left. People like our current president, Barack Obama, who have the worldview and the policies and the deepest motivations of people like him. They're mad, okay? Every day we hear about things, well, gosh, why are we letting all of these terrorists out of Gitmo in time of war and they go right back onto the battlefield and kill us? Why do we do that? There is no why, okay? It's because it's a perversity and a madness of mind. You try to you go into an insane asylum and try to understand somebody's thinking. You may go insane trying to understand them. You're assuming that there's something logical.
It's an alternate reality.
Yeah, it's an alternate reality. And I think most of the time you look deep down with your X-ray machine, you'll find a great deal of rage and anger and a desire for revenge and all
Bingo.
Kinds of. But this is a very dangerous, delusional point of view. But the case that I'm making, the whole thesis in a nutshell of the snapping of the American mind is that the left, and I don't mean just the political left, but the cultural left that gave us the sexual revolution and the LGBT movement, where now we have over 50 new genders. If you go onto Facebook and try to register, you have over 50 new genders. And you know what? In New York City, if you don't use the right pronoun for somebody's new made-up delusional gender, you can get up to a $250,000 fine.
Another good reason not to go to New York.
Yeah. I'm just grabbing at one of a bouquet of crazy things going on now. Forcing, teenage girls to have to shower with boys because the boy says, I feel more comfortably internally as a girl. This is reality right now, okay, that they can force teenage girls to shower in school, I'm talking about, with boys, because the boy says he's a trans. He doesn't have to have any surgery, nothing. He just says that he feels more comfortable as a girl. You know, these are things that most people, and a few years ago, everybody would have said is not only wrong, but is completely insane. Okay? A few years ago, we would have said two men getting married is completely insane. Everybody in the world, of all religions, left, right, center, everybody has said, you're completely insane.
It requires a redefinition of words by putting them into this alternate reality that I guess you can only have if your mind has snapped.
Now, Larry, the thing is that other people have said, yeah, the left is pretty crazy. The case that I'm making in the snapping of the American mind is that, do you know how we hear about all this suicides going on now, We hear about the huge upsurge in heroin addiction among white middle-class people living in the suburbs. We hear this huge amount, 1 in 4 middle-aged women are taking antidepressants. We have all this individual pathology, all this wretchedness, all this suffering of the addiction and the 110 million people with sexually transmitted diseases. 110 million, okay? All of these things, I'm saying that the left is the primary cause of all of this depression, anxiety, the huge amount of mental illness, of addiction, of suicide, all these things that we hear about in a way that we sometimes hear about them in the news, but disconnected from any source. We never know why. Okay.
There's plenty of change, but the opposite of hope. There's hopelessness with all the change that's being brought
about. And part of that is the fact that, you say hope and change. Okay, President Obama's, this was his slogan when he ran in 2008. So a president is kind of like a father to a country for a period of time. When Ronald Reagan was president, it was morning in America. Reagan was a very optimistic person, and that had an effect on people. When Bill Clinton was president, you had, pardon my language, but you had a huge upsurge in oral sex in middle school and high school because people basically said, with or without words, they say, you know what, if it's good enough for the president, it's good enough for me. And he, to this day, is one of the most popular Democrats in the world. To this day, even though he's a certified sexual predator. So the president you have in office makes a big difference. It has a kind of a radiant effect on the kids, if I can just call the population the kids.
Yeah, we saw that in the Bible, the kings of Israel, when they were toeing the line, things went well. When they went goofy, to be polite, they led the country over the hill.
Exactly right. Thank you for saying that. So now you look at these kids in college who, you remember, if you're 18, 19 years old, Barack Obama has been president and leader of the country for half your life, and for most of your life, the life where you've been conscious, say 10, 11, 12, when you start to be conscious of the outside world. Okay, so basically for your entire sort of aware life, okay,
right,
your most aware years, Barack Obama has been president. And the culture and the media, they don't draw any sharp distinction. They think he's cool, he's hip, and yet he's mad. Okay, he's a terrible leader. And so if he is the quote father of the country, it has an effect on the kids, and that is a more intangible but very real factor that is driving his kids insane. So I've written a lot since the book came out about our college campuses. Larry, there was an article in the Atlantic in September called The Coddling of the American Mind. And, one of the two authors of this was not a right-wing article. One of the authors was a self-described atheist liberal academic, Jonathan Haidt, who wrote he wrote a recent book. I can't remember the title right now, but it's called The Righteous Mind. So he's a liberal atheist, but I think he's sort of intellectually honest. And he says that our colleges are literally teaching.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is David Capellian, an editor at WorldNet Daily. If you are not familiar with WorldNet Daily, please add that to your list of places you check out every day, because it is a source of news that is very much original. It's developing its own reporting. It is not retailing the Republican establishment line, much less the Obama line, but it's really telling you from a conservative and Christian point of view what is happening in our country. David's book, The Snapping of the American Mind, even discussed such incredibly volatile subjects as gun control in the context of the attack on Western civilization, and primarily an attack on our thinking and on our morals. You point out in the book that both Obama and Clinton, and this is where a guy of my age can relate, because I actually saw Clinton talking about and giving the distinct impression that, well, if I've said something, that makes it real. And you mentioned that both Obama and Clinton have this happy detachment from what you and I know as reality. And they just, if they say something, even if it's a lie, it's true, it's real, it's the world. It's an amazing world that we're in.
Yeah, it's a trauma in a sense, yeah, to have your leader look you right in the eye and lie, okay?
Repeatedly.
Now, I mean, the truth is, Obama lies constantly. Hillary Clinton lies constantly. It's and the irony is she's out there right now on the campaign trail saying that Republicans lie constantly. This is, by the way, in psychology, this is called projection.
I was going to go there if you didn't.
You literally accuse other people of the very evil that you are committing. Yeah, if you watch closely, you can see. I've noticed this a number of times. You can actually tell when Hillary is lying. Okay, you know how a polygraph works. Okay, it
measures electrical impulses and whatnot.
Well, what it really does is it measures the stress that you feel when you're lying, because mm-hmm. there's maybe a certain fear that you're going to be found out. But there we have a conscience. Okay, and there's a certain stress, there's a certain something we have to overcome our conscience when we lie. And so somehow a polygraph measures that. The point is that you have to overcome the God factor in you to lie, consciously lie like that. So I'll watch Hillary Clinton talking. And if you watch closely, you'll see that the moment she lies, there's a certain blankness, I can't really quite put it into words, but there's a certain something that she does that she has to overcome. You can see a falseness over
time. She is suspending disbelief. Maybe that's the blank look you're talking about.
But, and you get people that both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are so comfortable in lying that they actually lie when they don't need to. I mean,
yes.
You know, you can lie, quote, when you need to, like, I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky, you know, because really bad stuff's going to happen if you admit the truth, which she later had to. But you know, to say that, I was named after Sir Edmund Hillary for climbing Mount Everest, who didn't do it till 4 years after she was born, or to,
how prescient were her parents? Amazing people.
Right, amazing. or just say that, oh, yeah, when we landed in Bosnia, I had to run under sniper fire. When, you know, she's a celebrity. There were cameras rolling. There were liberal reporters that were there saying, no, there was no sniper fire. There was a little girl that handed her flowers instead. Okay. And then she says, oh, I was sleep deprived when I said that. But she said it, like, multiple times for years.
Mm-hmm.
So
she's been a sleepwalker, I guess. Yeah.
She needs some sleep. That might help that cough thing she's got going. So anyway, we have a class of leaders. I was saying that there's something shocking and traumatic. Like, again, going to the father analogy. If your father looked you in the eye and lied to you, and you started to figure out that he was lying and always lying, always lying, always lying, That would scramble your brains pretty well as a child. And I'm saying that we can be, you know, blasé and say, oh, yeah, politicians lie, they all lie. And so it is.
Well, let me take that one step farther, because I think you're absolutely spot on. What if not maybe so much the child, but as we get older and we know dad is lying and we tell him, that dad, I know you've been lying. Mr. Politician, I know you've been lying. And they turn around and do the same thing within 5 minutes.
Yes. And actually, I take it one step further. They'll do something worse than that. They will turn on you and make you out to be the one who's confused or lying mm-hmm. or evil and dark. And that's part of, you know, my first book that I wrote 10 years ago was called The Marketing of Evil. And then I had a second book called How Evil Works. And then The Snapping of the American Mind is the third book. And I have a common theme in there. And the common theme is that, and this is a very biblical theme, you know, woe to them that make evil good and good evil,
mm-hmm.
is that there's something about that if you are in the grip of dark forces, and that's a nice way of putting what the kind of people we're talking about, and you're in the grip of evil, you not only are going to try to make evil look good, okay, but you are compulsively going to have to make good look evil. You're going to persecute good people. That's what we're seeing with, like, the whole gay rights movement, the LGBT movement, or whatever they call it now. They have, quote, marriage equality. The Supreme Court has ruled there's no discrimination laws. They've got really special rights. What is the reason for strategically targeting Christian bakers and bed and breakfasts and stuff? You can go up the turnpike on the coast, and there are like a half dozen bed and breakfasts. And the lesbian couple would go and stay at any of them. But there's one that is a Christian one. They target that one because they want to sue them. This is a fact. This is what goes on all the time. It is strategic lawsuits because they cannot stand the fact that that Christian is there and exists and says, you know what, morally, spiritually, religiously, my faith dictates that I can't have you under my roof. This is my house. This is where the person lives, okay? And I'm not comfortable with this. Or I'm not comfortable going and being a photographer at your wedding. There are lots of photographers. There's not that they can't get a photographer. They're going to go to that one because they want to sue that one. It's more than just what we hear that, well, restraint of trade and you can't be in business and not do this. They have put out the light of conscience in themselves, because what they're doing actually objectively is wrong, is immoral.
I think that helps explain why they get so hyper about what they call a microaggression, which actually amounts to anything they don't particularly agree with for you to articulate an opposing view, particularly if it has these moral implications that you've just pointed to. That's an aggression, and they get quite hostile and go on the warpath, and they bring lawsuits. And
here's how I say it. They have succeeded in however they've done it. They've succeeded in putting out the conscience in themselves, so they can go ahead and do, whether they are, you know, pushing for abortion or same-sex marriage or whatever it is that's objectively immoral. But what happens when that same conscience pops up in somebody else? That the same thing that they're at war with inside themselves, it feels like something horrible. That you have Catholic women praying outside Planned Parenthood, okay? And they are accused of doing the most horrible things. All they're doing is praying for these people, for these mothers and these babies. They're accused of the most horrible things because they represent the conscience that person going into that clinic has doused.
The Snapping of the American Mind by Dave Kupelian. You can find him at WorldNetDaily.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking with David Kapelian. He is an editor at WorldNet Daily, WND.com online, a site that I go to every day. It is really a place where there is news as opposed to regurgitated liberal line on some of the other more mainline places. Although you guys are getting big enough that I don't know if distinguishing you from the mainline helps anymore, because you've got a huge audience. It's been really incredible how WorldNet Daily has grown and become a real force within journalism to kind of hopefully more and more keep the industry of journalism a little bit more honest.
Well, you know, Larry, it's not only one of the largest independent news websites in the country, but it's actually considered the largest Christian website in the world. And it doesn't say your Christian source for news. These are all, you know, professional journalists that we've gotten from, you know, Associated Press and CNN and MSNBC and you know, we got a crew of genuine professional journalists that have been with us. Most of them have been with us for more than 10 years, but most of them are from a Christian American traditional, a worldview, mm-hmm. and a lot of us even were homeschoolers. So if you're looking for a news source that basically is coming from a non-insane, non-atheistic viewpoint, pre-filter, then WND is a very good choice.
Well, and that's almost to understate, because it's not only what you are not, but the fact that you actually are identifying really significant stories and bringing them to light. And I think that's what makes you such a potent force. And I'm just delighted that that's been the path of growth for WorldNet Daily. The more it does that kind of reporting and that kind of writing, the bigger it seems to be getting. And that's of some comfort.
There's a real hunger for it, Larry. I mean, you cannot have a free country without a free press. Thomas Jefferson said that in so many ways. In fact, he said if I had a choice between having a government without a free press or a free press without a government, I'll choose the free press without a government. So you have to have it, and you have other, you know, the rest of the mainstream media are a lot like a propaganda ministry, like they have in China. Right. Xinhua, the big Chinese press agency with tens of thousands of people, is actually part of the Communist Party of China. People don't realize that. It's just like we used to joke about Pravda and Izvestia in the old Soviet Union, you know. There is no truth in Pravda, and there is no news in Izvestia or whatever it was.
Right, and Pravda is the word for truth, and Izvestia is the word for news.
For news, right. And so we can joke about it, but that's what we've had in this country. How could you possibly have a person so remarkably unqualified to be president as Barack Obama be elected twice without the help of the news media? There's no, how could you have Hillary Clinton still existing as a candidate? Look, it's no exaggeration to say she should be behind bars. Okay, you know, the whole idea of justice is that evil is punished, and that the evil deed, the punishment is equal for each perpetrator of the same crime. There's proportionality. For what she's done, there is a prima facie case. She has egregiously violated America's espionage laws. There's just no two ways about it. With the over 2,000 classified emails, there's no possibility that she is not guilty of violating our espionage laws.
Now, you've got to give her credit for one thing. She's made a whole lot more money for her espionage than previous spies have in the past. So she's really up a notch when it comes to how well paid she's been. I wanted to, before we totally run out of time, to look into another topic that you mentioned in the snapping of the American mind. And I just made a note in the margin of my page where you were discussing some things. Democrats equal urban destruction. And if we look at the cities of our country, most of which are governed by Democrats, not altogether, but mostly, those are places of poverty, of squalor, of the lies that we're talking about, of people kept in dependency, rather cynically. And these are places where, you know, Ferguson was not a Republican city. Baltimore was not a Republican city. Places where they've had these terrible problems, sometimes erupting into violence, are not Republican centers. And yet, obviously, since the press is part of this whole Democrat socialist worldview, they're not going to be talking about that. And so, as you were mentioning just a bit ago, Hillary Clinton is able to skate. And so, I was listening to Bernie Sanders give a talk at a town hall, and the guy clearly is a Bolshevik. Bolsheviks are mass murderers. And yet nobody brings up the fact that a guy that honeymoons in the Soviet Union might be a little different from most Americans.
Yeah, it's shocking. I think Trump was right when he described Bernie as a, quote, communist maniac. Look, the cities. You have our poster boy for, like, the worst city is Detroit. Okay, well, you know, Detroit was ruled by Coleman Young, was the mayor there for about two decades. He was a member of the Communist Party. This is not some, you know, guy on the radio, he was a commie. He was a communist, okay?
Right.
Well, you know, communists have their worldview, their view of human nature, okay, is so far out of whack, okay, that they exist in a state of delusion at best. At best, okay. At worst, they're like murderers.
But they want to force us to live in that same delusion with them, and that's the dangerous part.
Here's the thing, okay. You have Winston Churchill describe socialism as, quote, the gospel of envy. What does that tell you? It tells you that this is a religion to believers, okay, and also that it's based on the lowest part of human nature, which is envy, okay. So you have you have an insane system. Socialism has been tried in, 39 or 40 countries, failed in every single one. But you know what? We have this transcendental religious belief in it, that the only problem is you have to have the right people. You have to have Bernie Sanders, okay?
There was a conversation, I guess we could call it, between Milton Friedman testifying before a committee chaired by Senator Edward Ted Kennedy. And Friedman gave him a lecture about the very point that you just made. All the countries that have tried socialism and the terrible mess that has resulted, lives lost, well-being brought underwater, to put it mildly. And at the end of his peroration, Kennedy observes from the dais, well, the wrong people were in charge.
Right. That right there shows you the unbelievable arrogance and the superiority complex that these people have. They are so screwed up. Their worldview is destructive. Okay. They don't learn anything from the lessons of history. They ignore the laws of God, the laws of economics, all the lessons that we've learned. And they have this failed theory that's never worked before, and they say, well, we just have to have the right people. If that doesn't show the extreme pathological arrogance and superiority of these people, I mean, that's really a window into the soul of these types of people that really, they want to run our country. They want to run our economy, our culture, and to a good extent, they do right now, which is why we're suffering so much. This has been going on for quite a while.
And part of the problem, not only is they're running the country, but the Republicans that are supposed to be the opposition don't really have a moral compass to effectively oppose, and they end up going along with it as good little kept women. It's just a really disgusting thing to watch, and I guess that's why we have ended up oftentimes, I think you refer to Angela Cotevilla, the ruling class. Well, it has two subsets, but it's all one ruling class. Whether you're Democrat, whether you're Republican, you basically have the same interest in keeping power, and it's all going on, David Capellian, as you pointed out, in a country that has been snapped. The Snapping of the American Mind is your book. So glad you have written it. People can get it at WorldNet Daily. Find you there. Thanks so much. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Thanks, Larry.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.